You give us too much credit. Leia stretched her Force awareness into the choke and felt the familiar presence of a Stealth X battle meld. Then Kip Durin reached out to her, assuring her that his team would soon be coming to help her and Saba. Until I saw your starfighter deployment, Admiral Buatu, I didn't even know that Master Durin and his squadron were out there.
Now you mock me, Jedi Solo.
Buatu sounded genuinely irritated.
The Rugavian slight is obscure, but did you really think I would fail to recognize it?
Of course not. Leia racked her brain, trying to remember what the Rugavian slight was. What will it take to prove I'm telling the truth? Would you believe me if I called in both teams of Stealth X's? Buatu narrowed his eyes, contemplating her offer, then tapped a bent claw in her direction.
Well done, Princess. A classic slide into the Mandalorian surrender.
Leia sighed. I'm trying to help you, Admiral, not capture the Ackbar. A cold knot formed between Leia's shoulder blades as she spoke. She half turned, expecting to see Werfel or some other officer glaring in her direction. Instead, she found herself looking into the vacant eyes of the Admiral's bust. Admiral, I continue to sense something wrong aboard this ship. She pointed at the bust. May I ask what kind of security scans were performed on that piece?
You may not, Buatu said sternly. I won't be distracted, Jedi Solo.
Werfel produced a comlink and passed it to the Admiral.
Security too, Admiral.
Buatu kept his gaze fixed on Leia.
That would be the detail guarding your Stealth X fuel.
Go ahead, Leia said. Perhaps it will convince you of my sincerity.
As you wish.
Buatu activated the comlink.
Tabana detail.
The Admiral stopped speaking when the comlink in Leia's sleeve pocket echoed his words. Buatu scowled and motioned Werfel to retrieve the device. Once Werfel had done so, the Admiral raised his own comlink and spoke again.
Tabana detail. Come in.
The call was repeated over the comlink in Werfel's hand, the same comlink that Saba had left for Leia to find on her bunk. Buatu raised his bushy brow and turned to Leia.
My compliments. It appears I am no longer in control of your Stealth X fuel.
A loud sissing came over both comlinks. Buatu frowned, then spoke into his.
I wouldn't gloat, Master Sebatine. I still control the Falcon.
This only drew more sissing. Buatu deactivated the comlink, then surprised her by not immediately ordering an attack on the Falcon's drive nacelles. Instead, he turned to his aide, Werfel.
Send a detail to investigate what became of the squad guarding the Stealth X fuel, he said, and sound battle stations in the capture bay.
Before Werfel could acknowledge the order, the sharp wail of a proximity alarm sounded from the flight deck speakers. Contact cluster exiting hyperspace, an efficient female sensor officer announced. No transponder codes. Outbound from the nebula.